What has happened to my friend? Crash, telephone crash, smash on the ground. What has happened to my friend Nick Holloway Vox? That's the subject of this essay. Yeah, where has he gone? Now, I suppose the first thing people will want to know is who the hell is he, actually, rather than where has he gone? Because if you don't know who Nick Holloway Vox is, you just know that there are three words involved there. And I guess I think it's fair to say that he's a man who came on an extraordinary journey from Australia to the UK, England in particular, and lives a remarkable life, connected in a tiny way with the theatre for which he was trained. But he's doing something occasionally, which certainly is different from being an actor. Who is Nick Holloway Vox? How can I answer that with any synoptic way? I mean, to give a synopsis of who a person is a demanding thing when you're in touch with them regularly. But all I can tell you is that at 7 o'clock in the morning, or 9 o'clock in the morning, 11, 1, 3, 5, and I think maybe even 7 o'clock in the evening, he, or the spirit of him, can be found on the internet in a virtual experience. Well, actually, to be honest, there's no such thing as a virtual experience. There are only real flesh and blood human beings that have experiences. But the experience occurs, I suppose, in popular language, in a virtual space, on the internet, in something called a three-minute breathing space. And you can find that on Google Plus, even. But who is Nick Holloway Vox? He is a hermit, a priest. I wouldn't go so far as to say he's a god, although he has godlike features. You know the saying that we are all made in God's likeness. That means that Nick Holloway Vox is entitled to be regarded as the possessor of certain godlike features, I think. Not sure how desecratious that is to people coming out of the unchristian tradition. But anyway, let's stick with it. So this remarkable man, or this man who is remarkable in my mind, because it's arguable that every single person is remarkable, but not everyone is remarkable in each other's mind. So he has not frequented my earbuds for ages. And that's the reason why I'm making this public audiobook. Although, truthfully, I'm recording it on an iPhone voice memo, and I haven't yet quite decided whether I am really going to, give it up for consumption by sharing it. I'm getting myself my knickers in a twist here right now, because I'm having to turn the car around, having been distracted by Nick Holloway Vox from parking my car in the place where I wanted to park it. But fortunately, this gentleman with an 07 Ford van, transit van, is helping me out. And I'm now turning around a corner. And back to the question of where is Nick Holloway Vox? I was privileged for a period in my life to have the sound of his voice ringing in my body. Right? It would be trivial to say ringing in my ears. Ringing in my body as the echo reverberated, the echo of his effort to make meaning and to share an experience of collaborative meaning making, or collaborative sense making, or just straightforward communications, I suppose. But where is he now? I suppose I could go looking for him, but I wouldn't find him. He did pop up making an audio boo, not, in the last 6 months. But I would never find him out there. I will find him within, in the imagination that I have of him as a person. Yes, I'd love to hear the sound of his voice again, but I could actually play back. I could go on to Audio Boo and play back for myself hours and hours and hours of his voice. And yet I haven't done it. And yet he's with me every day as a... Well, okay, perhaps I exaggerate. There are days when I don't think. When I don't... He doesn't register in my mind. Yeah, there are days like that. Now, where am I going? Down here, yes. Going back on myself. I've gone on a journey around the block while I've been talking here about somebody. But there is no... Well, there's a point to everything, I suppose. I was going to say there's no point in missing Nick Holloway Vox without saying I miss him, but of course it's perfectly reasonable to not tell anybody at all and just to have a private missing. And privately missing a person is what I do all the time. So that's partly why I'm doing a public missing. Because it's different, and Nick Holloway Vox is different. My relationship with him is different from my relationship with anybody else. Anyway, now it's time to go and have a cup of coffee and consider whether to share this or not. I don't know what criteria I'll use to determine whether I'll share this piece of audio or not. One of them will certainly be, oh dear, I don't want to embarrass the guy. I don't want to cause him to feel anything, really. I'm causing myself to feel something by talking about him. But he is a man of himself, a self-contained man who doesn't live in a vacuum. How about that? Would that work as a formulation? Okay, there we go. Time for coffee. All the best. Bye.